Okay, Tommy Barrett, one all draw tonight. Full value, I thought, for three. A very good battling performance. And even though you went one down, the young guns dragged you back into it.
Yeah, I thought we were a better team. We probably should have won the game. You know, we were a better team for most of the game. You know, they got a very good goal, in fairness. It was a great finish, great strike. But other than that, we didn't create a massive amount of chances. But we had all the football and we played very good football. And, you know, they could have caught us on the break as well at times. So, disappointed to get a draw. We should have got 3 points, but at the same time, I take it.
Just shows the bounce back ability in this group. 7-0 at the weekend. Everybody expected a doom and gloom kind of performance and atmosphere, but yet they responded as they always have.
Yeah, look, it's 7-0. No one likes to get beaten 7-0. You know, it's happened a few times at Waterford this year. I think they've 2-7-0 wins now and a 6, or 2-6s, so they can do that, yeah, but it's not nice, obviously. And you know, I thought we should have won the game tonight, and it's great that the boys bounce back, and we'd expect that out of them. You know, they're a good group of lads, so they'd keep going.
Mark Ludden didn't have his best night, a lot of astray passes, but when it mattered most, he was up in the box, he won the penalty, scored the penalty. That's what you require from a captain.
Yeah, I thought he was very good. You know, he organised his things, he was in the main, he was very good in the football. One or two, as you said, it's not like him, one or two stray passes, but I think a lot of the time he was trying to move it quickly, and lads were already gone out of position. So it's just because it was that he was trying to keep the tempo of the game. It was a bit rushed at times, but you know, overall, we played really good football. We found pockets of space in the midfield, and we moved the ball well from left to right, so played really well.
A couple of players really did stand out at top. Ben O'Riordan, can't be underestimated how good he was in his return. Stephen Christopher, Colin Conroy really played good football tonight, kept it on the ground and got you going forward every opportunity.
Did he? Yeah, and those lads were very good. Dino was a handful up front, he kept running all day. You know, Stevie was very good when he went back, right back in particular, he got down the football. Yeah, Ben O'Riordan, we know he's a very good defender, he's teak tough, and he's a very good 1v1 defender in particular, because Aaron Dobbs is a handful. And you know, Scott Kirkland did well when he came on. Darren didn't have his best night, but you know, you're going to get that. We say it all the time, he's 18. And you know, he has to learn a few bits and pieces, but he'll keep on improving.
And itching for the break, obviously, but Cove coming up on Friday, they won this afternoon at home, so they'll be fairly confident coming here, and you'll want to put behind you that 3-0 defeat at the start of the season. It was never a 3-0 performance, but nonetheless, you need to fix that.
Yeah, look, we should have beat them down in Cove, in fairness, and there was nothing in that game. In the first night, whoever got the first goal to score, and they got 2 near the end. There's not much between the teams. I think it'll come down to, you know, it'll be very tight, and who gets the first goal. They probably have a more experienced squad than us, you know, but we'd certainly want to win the game, and after that performance, hopefully we can put two together now, and if the pitch is, you know, a slick pitch, hopefully we can play as good as we did tonight. Look, they've got a very good attacking players. That have been my only concern with us at the moment. We have, you know, the likes of Endo, Success out, and there's goals there in those lads, so we have to find the goals from somewhere.
You do, and that is a lengthy injury list. You can talk from Conor Wynn at the back into Andy Spain and right throughout the spine of the team. Is there any update for players coming back this side of the break?
Andy might be back. He's a dead leg. We'll see. Conor Wynn, Mark Walsh, Success will all be out to that. Fionn will be all out till after the break.
Enda,
I'd say, you know, his shoulder is it's a bad enough injury from his point of view. He's just not mobile with his shoulder, but you know, we'll see how he goes. Hopefully we can get him in the squad on Friday.